The state's biggest city could be facing a big budget deficit. Joining me now to talk about that and what it means is Phoenix's acting city manager, Ed Zuercher. Ed, welcome.
Thanks, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And so let's define our terms. First of all, how big is the deficit that you're projecting at this point?
Sure. So we're projecting a deficit for fiscal year 2014-15, which starts in July. And that deficit is about, we have a range, but the middle of the range is about $40 million. Or a little less than 4% of the overall general fund budget.
Do we know how this happened?
Well, I think there's several factors that are involved in there. First of all, you know, the economic recovery in Arizona has been slower than has been projected. And since we're very reliant on sales taxes, slower recovery means less spending in the state. And so our revenues have not met our projections. And then we have some costs that have gone up, and there's also some investments we know that we need to begin making as well.
Does the projected deficit include any of the lost money from the food tax, which it has begun to be partially repealed?
The food tax is accounted for in the deficit, but it's important to remember that the council's action 5 years ago always contemplated that the food tax would be over about three-quarters of the way through the year anyway. So the food tax expires March 31st, 2015.
So I know that you're not prepared to offer specific proposals for how to deal with this yet. I know that the city will start doing its budget workshops in a couple of months, but
that's right.
Broadly speaking, are we looking at what's euphemistically referred to as revenue enhancements in the city? Are we looking at more budget cuts? What kinds of things are we looking at here?
Sure. Well, you know, it's like anybody's household budget. You have to look at the revenue coming in and the expenses that are going out. But we're going to first start with the expense side because that's what we have control over. Revenues are not really in our control. So we're looking at every option. The services we provide, can we provide them more cheaply? Do we need to provide all of them? That's primarily where we're starting.
Now, you mentioned that the economic recovery in Arizona has been slower than in some other parts of the country, but it seems like in a lot of cities and the state itself, there seems to be sort of a sense of optimism now that things are heading in the right direction, and it sounds like that's not really the case in Phoenix right now.
Well, that's a good point. I think I want to be careful about that because we are seeing growth in Phoenix and in Arizona, and that's a good thing, and I think we're seeing signs of better recovery. But we still have a long way to go in job recovery, particularly. So we are seeing growth, and that's positive. It's just that as we look at the revenues that we were projecting or the revenues that we need, they're lower than we expected. So we need to bring our expenses in line with that. So yeah, I think that's a good point to make.
So is it safe to say then that if not the deficit itself, but at least the size of it has caught some folks by surprise in the city?
I think so. I mean, anytime you have the first time out of the chute, people, it's new information to people. But it's also important to know that one of the things that we've included in this beginning look at our budget is that we need to increase our investment in technology, in replacing our pieces of equipment that are aging significantly, and in our physical plant. So that's also part of this, and we need to do some work over the next 6 weeks to really refine those numbers, because investment is really a key part of this as well.
Is it a tough sell to make some of those investments when the city is facing a deficit the size that it appears to be facing?
I think it always is. And again, I go back to, you know, how people work in their own homes. You know, when times are tough, you make the computer last another couple of years. You make the car last two or three more years. But eventually you get to a point with your computer or your car where if it breaks, you got to replace it. And if your car breaks down, you got to fix it. And so we're getting to that point, you know, in some ways with some of our equipment and some of our technology, that it's time to, you know, make those strategic investments so that we can continue our efforts to be more effective, efficient, and innovative.
Is there a danger that news like this, reports like this, might further slow the economic recovery? People might look at Phoenix and say, wow, it's still having some problems. Maybe we don't want to invest in that city right now?
Actually, I would look at it the other way to say that, where people would say, that there's a city that's going to address its issues head on and be open about them. And that's always been a positive thing. Is, you know, we're going to take this on. At the end of the day, we have to have a balanced budget. Our charter requires it. Our mayor and council expect it. And they've shown great leadership in the past 5 years in resolving our budget issues. And I know they're prepared to show great leadership again.
There are several positions within the city, yours included, that are being filled by acting folks who are not the permanent people in there yet. Does the on the expense side of the ledger that you're looking at, does that account for hiring full-time permanent people for some of these positions?
Yes, it does. So we have 14,500 city employees, and there are, you know, as you mentioned, some of us are in acting roles, but the budget takes into account all of that.
All right. Ed Zuercher, Phoenix's acting city manager. Ed, thanks for the time.
Mark, thanks for the time with you. I appreciate it.